Adam is back with the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. Two data centre and digital infrastructure representative groups, Digital Infrastructure Ireland and Host in Ireland, have decided to unite under one banner. It comes in the same week as the Commission for Regulation of Utilities announced proposed rules that could apply to new data centres here, including a requirement that they generate their own energy and disclose carbon emissions. Maurice Martel is chair of Digital Infrastructure Ireland. He joins us in studio now. Maurice, why have you decided to merge these two groups together then?
So, first of all, delighted to be here. A wider collective voice between the industry, so Digital Infrastructure Ireland and Host in Ireland, have been representing data centre operators and a much wider digital ecosystem over the last 5 to 6 years. And bringing them together gives us one collective voice to be able to, I think, address a lot of the challenges that the industry has been facing over the last 4 or 5 years.
I mentioned those CRU proposals. Are you happy with them?
Optimistic, I think. There's a lot of challenges still and a lot of questions to be answered in what the CRU brought out this week. I don't think the industry is that happy with the paper. This is the third paper that the CRU has brought out in the last 3 years. And there's still very, very little movement.
What are the issues that you
connections
think?
Onto the grid?
What are the issues you see then in terms of their proposals?
Well, I see we're still no clearer as to capacity in the Dublin Metro. We're still no clearer as to what capacity will be available when. We're still no clearer as to a location strategy. We don't see any real ambition, leadership or direction around Ireland's digital infrastructure future. And as a result, we've been talking earlier to ministers before the programme for government around bringing together a task force, if we can, to get the system operators, energy providers, technology companies, the respective ministers to sit together around a table, technology companies, developers, and really sort of iron out what the issues are and see if we can get some movement in the system.
Obviously, some of the big issues that have been flagged here in terms of limited amount of energy, issues around the grid itself, and obviously carbon emissions being a huge issue too, they aren't easily addressed, and they can't really be addressed in the short term either.
No, and I don't envy the CRU. I mean, it's there are competing priorities, let's be honest. We've got climate action goals, we have digitization, we've got security of supply, we've got Ireland's digital future around its economy. They are competing priorities, but we do need a steady hand to try and navigate our way through that inertia at the moment. And I don't think the CRU has the tools at the moment to actually do that. I think they're quite blunt. They can only do certain things with what they have. That's why I think we need a state-led response to this issue.
In terms of some of the proposals they made, I'm wondering your reaction or your members' reaction to the idea that data centres would be able to generate energy and give it back to the grid. Is that a realistic proposal? Is that really just going to be diesel power generators basically that would be feeding into the grid?
Well, that's dispatchable power you're talking about. I mean, I think around security supply, it might help in situations where there is, issues around the delivery of security supply, so that might help dispatchable power. Do we want data centres to become energy providers? I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure they want to either. It might resolve a short-term issue, but I think long-term we've got to look at a 10 or 15-year, 20-year strategy around what does Ireland want to see its digital future to look like. And at the moment, these things to me seem like very short-term sticking plaster.
One of the other proposals was around disclosing carbon emissions. Data centres tend to be quite secretive and quite closed about their operations. They don't like giving an awful lot away. Do you think they'd be happy enough to disclose data centre emissions?
Well, actually, on the contrary, they're very good. They've most of those companies are all signed up to the Climate Neutral Data Centre Pact. They all have science-based targets. They all have to, as publicly quoted companies, have to give out reports every quarter on their emissions. So I don't think the industry is an issue at all in being able to come forward with reports around their footprint and their emissions.
Maurice Martel, Chair of Digital Infrastructure Ireland, thank you for that.